Hi there, I'm Holly Braddock, a registered nutritionist, science nerd, and chocoholic. You're here because you finally realized that your health matters, that you deserve health and happiness. You're ready to ditch the diet and honor your body's needs for nourishment on every level. Find out how to stop shoulding yourself and break the burnout cycle by building a sustainable lifestyle that works for you. Join me as I interview experts in the health and wellness field. We'll dive into the science of the gut-brain and mind-body connection so you can break free of your chronic health issues and experience optimal wellness so that you have the energy and ability to do the things you love with the people you love most. Hey guys, Holly here. We are back for another episode, and this time I wanted to do something a little bit different. So this is the Unstuck Yourself series, where I'm going to be diving into foundational basics like what to eat and my daily practices that will actually help to move the needle on your health. So routines, habits, movement, all the things that you need to be doing to actually move forward with your healing journey. And this was inspired both by my friend Gabby Bordrink, but also by working with clients in my practice. So I see a lot of people that come to me and they, you know, they maybe they've worked with other practitioners, they're taking a lot of different supplements, and they feel like they've been at this for a while and they're really not feeling much better. They feel like they're stuck and they don't know what else to do. And as I dig deeper, I realize that, you know, they're not doing these foundational basics. They're not cooking meals from scratch. They're not taking time to move their body. They're not finding ways to manage their stress and add more joy to their life, and they're not prioritizing sleep. So this is what inspired me to kind of put together this series for you, and I wanted to kick it off by talking about what to expect when you work with a practitioner like myself. So there's many terms that people may use, whether it's alternative medicine or functional medicine, natural healing, whatever you want to call it. The way that I practice is very much different than the way Western medicine works. So let's rewind a little bit here and look at how Western culture works in terms of health. So in our society, we grow up in a society that, you know, health doesn't really matter until we get sick. The focus is on achieving, right? It's often we just work, or whether it's school or work, we push ourselves to keep going until we get sick. We're told to just suck it up and power through. And we're marketed things like, you know, pain relievers and energy drinks and things to just keep us going when really we should be listening to our bodies. Oftentimes in our society, vacation time is very limited. A lot of people don't even take vacation if they don't have a job that allows them to have paid vacation because they can't afford it. And then when we do get sick from working ourselves ragged and burning out, we go to the doctor and we get a prescription. We get this pill and it helps us feel better, usually very quickly, sometimes right away, depending on what it is. And we need that because we feel like we have to get back to our work and we have to get back to our responsibilities. We can't afford to take time off. So this way of working, this medical system is very antiquated, right? And they still very much see the body and health as, or the body and the mind as separate, and the body systems as separate, when really they're all interconnected. So, right, like you're going to the doctor, you have a stomach ache, they're going to give you one pill. You have a headache, they're going to give you a different pill. They don't look at how things are connected and what could be the root cause or what can be contributing to these problems in the first place. Or most doctors won't anyways. So this is a toxic culture, right? Like our Western culture really doesn't allow most of us to be healthy. It doesn't have a focus on health. And obviously we can't change our culture, but what you can do is start making changes within your own life to optimize your health. And before we dive into, you know, each of these little episodes on the things that you can do to actually make these changes and feel better, I want you to know what to expect when you're working with a practitioner like myself, because this quote unquote natural healing or this functional medicine process is quite different from what you're used to when you work in the medical, Western medical system, right? I want you to know that it does take time to see a difference. It's not going to be an overnight thing. You may not even notice changes in the first week or so. Some people do, depending on what you're working on. But you have to be patient and you have to trust that your practitioner knows what they're doing. If they're an evidence-based practitioner like myself, they put a lot of research into the protocol that they've given you. And you have to trust that it will take time, but you will feel better. And it takes commitment. You have to be willing to put in the time and the energy and, you know, reprioritize your schedule in order to make time for things like cooking and like moving your body and setting boundaries and, you know, prioritizing sleep and getting to bed on time. These are things that, you know, they sound simple, but for busy, say, for instance, busy moms that have a household, right? That takes a lot to reorganize your life to be able to prioritize those things if you're not used to doing that. And I totally understand that. And that's why when I work with someone, we go really slow. And I, you know, we come to an agreement. I ask you, like, what do you think is doable for you for this first month? And we come to an agreement of small changes that you can make. I don't want you to get overwhelmed, because if you get overwhelmed, you're not going to do anything. And then you're just going to give up and go back to your doctor, right? It's not saying that you should never work with your doctor or that you should never take medications, but rather you need to be advocating for your health and not just taking what the doctor says at face value and going with that every time, right? Because the main thing they want to do is give you a prescription when there's simple things that can actually help by just changing your diet or managing your stress that you may not need a prescription for. So we have to work together, and you have to know, you know, when it's time to use a medicine and when it's time to work on lifestyle and diet changes. And that's where your practitioner helps, right? So it does take time, it takes commitment, and you have to know that healing isn't linear. I'm sure you've seen this on social media, and it's kind of this cliche thing now, but it's very true. You know, you may start feeling better, but then you hit this healing plateau, or, you know, if it's your gut health, for example, where you still feel bloated. You've come so far, but you still feel bloated and you're still reacting to certain foods. These things will happen. And sometimes it has to do with, you know, maybe you've had a significant life change and the stress is throwing off your gut. You have to understand that there will be plateaus, and that's when you go back to your practitioner and you have these check-ins and these follow-ups and say, look, I'm feeling stuck here. Can we switch things up? And these are the things that we do with clients to really help you move the needle on your health. And we sit there and we hear you, right? We listen and we care. We take the time to have you explain everything that's going on in your life and assess from all angles, right? Not just your main concern, like your one concern, what the doctors tell you. You have like 5 minutes and one concern and that's it. No, I take an hour, sometimes more, with people, and we go through your whole medical history, your whole current health situation, including your mental health, including your social support and your habits and all the things, right? Because I want to know you as a person, obviously, so that we can trust each other and build that relationship, but also because knowing those things allows me to build a plan that is customized to your needs and that you are more likely to stick with and get results with. So there's a caveat here with this natural healing. It has to be done right. And it's not necessarily something you can DIY. I know a lot of people have tried, and I'll share a little bit, you know, with you that I tried too. I did DIY a lot of my healing for years, and I wasted years and probably thousands of dollars on supplements and products that just weren't right for me. And I honestly had no idea what I was doing. I thought I did because I was reading a lot of stuff online, But no matter what you read on Google, it can't compare to the knowledge and experience that a practitioner has. So I was feeling so stuck, so frustrated. I felt like I was doing all the things for my gut, everything I had read online, I was doing it, but I just was stuck and I wasn't getting any better. And that's when I decided, okay, I have to go see a professional. Like, clearly I don't know what I'm doing here. And that's when things really started to shift. And honestly, most of the time I was paying out of pocket and money was tight for me, but looking back, it was worth it because I started to realize that, you know, I was really struggling with mental health and stress and my gut health, especially in university. And I realized if I didn't have my health, both physical and mental, I wouldn't be able to achieve what I wanted to achieve, right? I wouldn't have graduated. I wouldn't have launched my practice, and I wouldn't be able to help people, which is what I'm doing now. And it makes me feel so happy to be able to help so many of you. Hey guys, everything you eat either helps or harms your gut microbiome. And why is that important? What's the big deal if you have a little gas or bloating, right? It's going to impact your mental health. If you haven't already heard of the gut-brain connection, it's a real thing, and there's a lot of research out on it. And I'm a little obsessed, if you haven't noticed already, because I've been on my own mental health healing journey. And, you know, I've tried a lot of things. And as much as Western medicine is great, you know, a lot of people have come to me and they're in a similar boat where they've tried medication, they've tried counseling, and they're still feeling off. There's something missing. And they're also just feeling foggy all the time and having a really hard time focusing. I want you to know that your gut is directly impacting your mental well-being and your ability to focus and be productive. So with that in mind, I put together an ebook to help you understand how they're connected, but more importantly, have some actionable strategies that will actually move the needle and allow you to break free of that brain fog and low mood and start to feel yourself again. So if you want to grab the free ebook, head to the link in the show notes and I'll chat with you soon. So if you can accept that, I guess that you're not the expert, that you can't DIY things. And if you can accept that it does take time, it takes effort, it takes commitment, and that you're going to have to build some new habits into your life, and you're going to have an open mind while doing this, you are going to be successful with your healing, okay? And the people that are the most successful, the ones that have an open mind, the ones that see so-called setbacks or challenges as opportunities for personal growth, you surround yourself with others on the same healing journey to keep you, you know, motivated and inspired and supported. And you have those frequent follow-ups with your practitioner. So this is what comes down to, you know, for natural healing or functional medicine, whatever you want to call it. This is how I practice with my clients, right? And I want to share a bit of my philosophy with you. And you can see now that these big differences between the way the Western medical system works and the way the more Eastern or functional medical system works. Obviously, each practitioner is different, but we all have the same principles of we want to treat the root cause. And we want to take a holistic approach. So that means all aspects of someone's health, mental health, physical health. So food, movement, happiness, like adding more joy and more fun to your life, listening to your body, right? These are all the same principles that practitioners have. And using these principles and getting to know you as a person is how we deliver this care that's actually going to move the needle on your health. So if you're currently working with someone, or maybe you're considering it, I do highly recommend that you take these things into consideration and have patience with your healing journey. Don't expect, you know, by taking 5 supplements that you're magically going to feel better overnight or even within a week. You have to be committing to making these other changes, to eating healthy and cooking more from scratch, to moving your body, to getting your sleep. These are all things you have to have in your toolkit. and understand that, you know, sometimes life happens and a really stressful situation is going to throw you off, and that's okay. You're only human, right? Especially if you're in the middle of building these habits, you know, when life happens and something big changes, say you lose your job or you start a new job or you move, these are all things that are going to impact your daily routine. And oftentimes when people go through that, because we go back to the habits that we had before, right? We go back to them because they feel they're easier, they're comforting. These are things that we've always done and known, right? So it's easier to do that in times of stress and emotional upset than to try to do these new habits. So if you're really going through a hard time right now, I highly recommend focusing on you and maybe waiting until you're in a space where you're ready to make these changes, because it's not as simple as just taking a supplement. You have to be willing to invest the time and effort into doing these daily habits, right? And that's where, you know, when you get stuck like that, that's where your practitioner helps you get out of that downward spiral and get back to your healthy habits. So if that's something you're feeling you need in your life, I want you to know that I am accepting new clients and I do offer these free discovery sessions. So they're a free 15, 20 minute call where we can chat about your questions. I can help you understand like how I would work with you and the things that we would do together to heal your problems, and just kind of get to know each other and see if it's a good fit. So if you're interested in any of that, I recommend you head to the link in the show notes and book a free chat with me. And I really look forward to meeting you. And I hope you found this, you know, kind of inspirational and informative. And as much as I don't want to harp on the Western medical system, I just want you to understand, you know, this is the system we live in. And it's great that in Canada, we have access to free healthcare. Don't get me wrong. Like, don't take that for granted. I'm very grateful for that. But we have to understand that if you want to achieve optimal health and not just the absence of disease, you have to be willing to invest and willing to make these lifestyle changes. And I get it. It's really hard. You know, even when I was starting out and learning to eat a different way and trying to add exercise to my life, which I had never really done before my 20s. It was hard, right? But the more I surrounded myself with people that were doing the same thing, so things like Facebook groups and making new friends at school that were doing the same kind of things, so maybe like in yoga classes, and the more that I worked with my practitioner, the more I found it easier to, you know, have these new changes become habits. And then the thing is, once you get to that place where they become habits, they're automatic, right? It's so much easier. It doesn't require that mental effort. It doesn't feel like a chore. It's just something you automatically do, and it's built into your day and your life. So if you're just starting out and you're feeling a little overwhelmed, especially if you are working with a practitioner, highly recommend getting back to basics. Keep it super simple, especially if there's a lot going on in your life. You may want to check in with your practitioner and say, look, like, I'm really trying, but I'm also really struggling because I'm finding this overwhelming. And they should understand that, you know, they get where you're at and they should be able to give you a more simplified version and very simple initial steps to take that will help you feel better, but that you can build on. So that's what I do, is we build on these initial changes very slowly and gradually so that it's doable for you, right? So without rambling on, I hope you guys found this informative. The next in this series is going to be talking about specific things about food that we can do to, you know, keep our energy and our mood balanced. And we're going to dive deep into the basics of macros, for example. So carbs, fat, and protein, as well as fiber, and what they do for our bodies, and making sure that we're getting good quality sources, especially if you're on a special diet like gluten-free or vegan. So I hope you'll join me for that one. And I also just wanted to put a side note here that if you feel like, yeah, I know all this stuff already, so you don't want to continue on with the next episodes, I just want to remind you that Knowing things is not the same as actually doing them, and doing them is not the same as having them as a actual habit. So listening to these episodes may be a really great reminder and give you a source of inspiration and a little nudge in the right direction to keep going with those changes, right? So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to connecting with you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out and shoot me a DM or an email. You can find me on Instagram at mindful_vitality. And if you did enjoy today's episode, I highly, not highly recommend, but I would love if you could share with your loved ones on whatever social platform you prefer and tag me, because the more we spread the word, the more people I can help. And I'm here to help you guys and help you feel better, because I know what it's like to be where you are. Have a lovely day, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Hey, if you have 30 seconds to spare, if you could leave me a rating and review in your podcast app, I would greatly appreciate it. It helps women just like you discover my podcast and start their own healing journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week.